An assistant fire chief is facing federal child pornography charges. A grand jury indicted 58-year-old Donald Morrow of Washington Township on counts including receipt, distribution, possession, and transportation of child sexual abuse material. Authorities say an FBI investigation began after a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children involving a Dropbox account linked to Morrow. Investigators later seized a hard drive containing more than 250 illicit images. Morrow has been suspended with pay from the Washington Township Volunteer Fire Department and remains in federal custody. He's scheduled to be arraigned June 23rd. Alliance police say a Canton woman with a prior involuntary manslaughter conviction is facing multiple charges after a Wednesday night incident on South Union Avenue. 44-year-old Heather Harless was arrested and charged with attempted felonious assault and OVI-related offenses. She allegedly tried to run over a woman during a dispute while showing signs of impairment and failing field sobriety tests. Harless remains in custody awaiting her court appearance. She is on parole from the prior conviction. A man is jailed after police say he shot a woman during an assault outside a Canton apartment building. 46-year-old Damon Gomez of Canton was arrested Wednesday and is scheduled for arraignment today in municipal court on a felonious assault charge. He allegedly shot a 39-year-old woman in the foot while she was running away, bit her on the head, and struck her with a handgun. The incident happened early Tuesday near Cherry Turner Towers in the 700 block of McKinley Avenue Northwest. The victim was taken to Mercy Hospital for treatment. A Stark County judge has again ordered a mental evaluation for a man accused in a Jackson Township stabbing. 43-year-old Tyrone Card entered a not guilty by reason of insanity plea in April and faces charges including attempted murder in the February 17th attack on a woman on Dressler Road Northwest. He also allegedly led police on a chase that ended with a crash in Portage County. Common Police Judge Natalie Hopp ordered the psychodiagnostic clinic to complete a jail-based evaluation of Card's mental state at the time of the offense after record delays prevented it from being completed on time. A judge ruled the Stark County Board of Elections violated Ohio's open meetings law when it met privately in 2020 and 2021 to discuss purchasing Dominion voting machines. Visiting Judge William Finnegan issued an injunction barring the board from holding executive sessions on voting machine purchases. The ruling follows a 2024 Ohio Supreme Court decision that narrowed when public boards can discuss property purchases behind closed doors. Finnegan found no competitive bidding was involved, eliminating any justification for private meetings. A July 28th hearing will determine whether the county must pay the plaintiff's attorney fees. Nimishillen Township trustees swore in a new firefighter Thursday, WDPN's David Schurer reports.
20-year-old Aaron Snyder, also an emergency medical technician, was hired at $17.47 per hour effective June 11. Travis Vaught was also approved in order to schedule a pre-employment physical for his hiring as a firefighter paramedic. Zoning Inspector Jeff Cleveland advised trustees that 7 of the 14 properties declared as nuisances at the prior meeting have been cleaned up, while perhaps 5 others may prove to need the township to hire out for resolution. One additional property at 5473 Meese Road was added to the nuisance listing.
Jackson Township fire officials say combustible fluids drained from scrap vehicles likely fueled a blaze at Fosnot Auto Parts May 4th. Investigators say the exact cause of the ignition remains unknown. The fire caused an estimated $35,000 in damage at the Whipple Avenue Northwest business. No injuries were reported. Officials say they found no evidence of fire code or environmental violations. A former police officer from Columbiana has pleaded guilty to making threats against public officials. 45-year-old Matthew Elser admitted to 8 charges Thursday, including 6 felonies for intimidation and retaliation. Prosecutors say the victims included a municipal court judge and the Columbiana County prosecutor. Elser is scheduled for sentencing July 22nd and is expected to receive 6 months of incarceration, followed by 5 years of probation. A Mahoning County grand jury will now consider a murder case against a man accused in a Youngstown shooting. 22-year-old Darius Smith had a murder charge bound over following a preliminary hearing Thursday in municipal court. The case stems from a May 27th shooting that left 16-year-old Tyron Perry dead inside a home on East Dewey Avenue. Smith remains held in the county jail on a $1 million bond. The Ohio BCI is looking into an officer-involved shooting in Warren. The agency was called to the 1500 block of Longfellow Court Northeast early Thursday following reports of gunfire. Officials say the person who was shot survived and was taken to a local hospital. No officers were injured. Warren police requested the investigation. A Trumbull County jury has found a man guilty of murder in a February shooting at a Warren apartment complex. 19-year-old Ashad Johnson could now face life in prison for the death of 17-year-old Damar McKinney. WKBN-TV reports prosecutors say the verdict came after testimony and surveillance video from the Packard Apartments parking lot on Mahoning Avenue Northwest. Johnson's family called the verdict unfair and say they plan to appeal. A co-defendant is scheduled for trial later. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.